Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
Do you enjoy classical music? Well, if you do, this Sunday, June 15th, the Fukuoka Civic Orchestra will hold its regular concert at the Across Fukuoka Symphony Hall in Tenjin, Fukuoka. Founded in 1972, the Fukuoka Civic Orchestra is an amateur ensemble that has continued vibrant performance activities with the aim of becoming an orchestra loved by the citizens. The orchestra consists of around 100 members, mainly working adults, but also includes students, homemakers, and people from various walks of life. They rehearse every Saturday and focus on holding two regular concerts a year, along with other performances throughout the year. The program for this concert includes Spring Song, a symphonic poem by Jean Sibelius, Symphony No. 5 in E-flat major by Jean Sibelius, and selections from Midsummer's Night's Dream, Op. 61 by Felix Mendelssohn. Before the main performance, there will also be a lobby concert and a pre-talk by the conductor. The concert takes place on Sunday, June 15th. Doors open at 1 p.m. and the performance begins at 2 p.m. All tickets are non-reserved. Tickets are 1,500 yen for general admission and 500 yen for students from elementary through university level. We'll hope you take this opportunity to enjoy a wonderful afternoon of classical music.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have some information from Fukuoka City. If you live in Fukuoka City and earned more than 1 million yen in the previous year, from January 1st to December 31st, you may be required to pay residential taxes. Those are municipal and prefectural taxes. A tax payment notice will be sent to you around June 15th. Please make sure to open the envelope, as it contains important information about how much you owe and the payment deadline. You can pay your taxes at convenience stores, banks, or post offices. Payment is also possible using a smartphone payment app or credit card. If you're employed by a company, these taxes may be automatically deducted from your salary. If you do not pay your taxes, you may face property seizure or experience difficulties when renewing your residence status. If you're unsure about anything or have trouble paying, please consult your local ward office. You can also get help over the phone in 23 different languages. The phone number is 092-753-6113. That's 092-753-6113. This number connects you to an interpretation center, which will then connect you to the appropriate ward office. Please tell the interpreter which language you speak, which ward you live in, and that you're calling about taxes. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.